Good afternoon, Tri-County Equipment. This is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl. Is Steve around?
Let me check. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. This is Scott with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Who are you with?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a business bank specialized in equipment finance and working capital loans. I was actually giving you just a quick follow-up call. We sent out a finance offer a couple weeks back here, had you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. Do you happen to see that come through, like a little white envelope with a gold crown on the top left?
You know, I don't believe I've seen it.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes, you know, that stuff gets kind of dismissed as junk mail and makes its way to the recycling bin, so that's why I like to, you know, give a quick call to kind of check in. What did you guys have in the hopper there where you might be looking for some additional funding or financing?
You know, actually, we're pretty well set up right now. We are actually co-op owned, so
okay.
we do have access to some low-rate financing through Bank of Cooperatives.
Mm-hmm.
But quite frankly, we haven't used any of that for 3 years. So looking into a little bit of a downturn, maybe we might start using some operating line, but it's always a goal not to.
Yeah, of course.
I don't foresee any major projects coming up that we would be in need of additional financing for at this point.
Okay. Do you have a line of credit through those co-op banks?
Yes.
Okay. How much is that line, if you don't mind me asking?
$4.5 million.
$4.5 million. Okay. What's your annual revenue?
Well, as a total company, the equipment portion of it is about $14 million. The rest of the company were about $38 to $40 million.
$38 to $40 million. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, our working capital loans, you know, some businesses will use them as kind of an add-on if there's, you know, anything they need in addition to their line of credit. From what you're telling me, though, sounds like you might actually be honestly pretty well covered with that line of credit there.
Yeah, we've been around a while. The equipment company is the newest portion of the overall company, but the company's 72 years old. So,
how many years old?
72.
Oh, okay, cool. How did you get in with them? Was it a family business? Or?
No, it's co-op. It is a co-op. So I actually came to the equipment side when they expanded that portion of the business. So.
Well, okay, right on. And equipment like you know, John Deere tractors, that sort of thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We're a John Deere dealer, so.
Oh, okay, cool. We had... My dad had, he was always his dream. He grew up in Iowa. He always wanted to own a John Deere. So we got a house one time where it was big enough to justify a riding mower. So he got his little John Deere tractor finally. Oh, man, he loved that thing.
Yeah, we still sell them.
Yeah, cool. Do you guys sell a lot of the like little stuff like that too, in addition to the, you know,
we
the
do,
combines?
We do. We have the ag and the turf contracts, so we do everything from lawn and garden tractors up through 600 horsepower and
okay.
tractors and, of course, combines and that tillage equipment, large
yeah.
ag.
Okay. Now, when your business customers come to you, do they generally have, you know, the finance in hand or cash in hand, or do they come to you asking about finance?
You know, we do a fair amount of financing, but
okay.
quite frankly, most of the financing that we do, especially on new equipment, is through John Deere Credit because they offer a lot of programs that factories are paying for. So 0%, those types of things that they can do because they're building the equipment and it's designed to help market the equipment. So
yeah,
we do
a
fair amount of financing that way.
Yeah, I know that in the finance John Deere offers is pretty good when they can qualify for it.
Yeah.
Do you have any customers that come that are getting declined for finance and you have to turn away?
You know, I wouldn't say that we never have that, but honestly, most of the time when that happens, it would be on a possibly a Gator utility vehicle or something like that rather than a production farmer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're looking more like a personal,
more the transactional sale. Yes, the personal sale, not the business.
Okay, yeah, it's not. Yeah, we can't help personal side, but I was just trying to see if there's, you know, maybe some business customers that we could help out with the finance for you, so you, you know, potentially don't lose that business.
Yeah. I think we're pretty well covered, actually.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you like, I can if you like, I can shoot you an email just with some info on our vendor financing. If you've got, you know, if you got a business customer, I'd rather you have my info and not need it than, you know, need it, lose that customer and not have my info. You know.
You can send it to S. Wilcox at wcgg.biz, B-I-Z.
Okay, S. Wilcox at wcgg.biz.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll send you over just a little info on our vendor financing in just a bit here.
All righty. I appreciate it.
Take care, Steve. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.